Systems of Indian philosophy, Nyaya, Vaisheshik, Sankhya, Yoga, Purva Mimamsa and Vedanta, or which is also called Uttar Mimamsa. Nyaya is about looking at things logically. And it basically you can say rules of logic and how to prove something, how do we make sure that this is right, and what are the different ways of proving and all that. Then Vaisheshik is understanding something by its specific qualities. Vishesh means specific. How is this different from this because of that particular quality? So the diversity in nature is created because one undifferentiated consciousness, which you can say in two ways, either has no qualities or you can say it has all the qualities. So at that level the creation is not there because everything is together. Then specific area assumes a particular quality, another area assumes a different quality, and that creates differences in that consciousness, and that's how creation starts. So this visheshta, this specificity, is studied in Vaisheshik. Then Sankhya. In modern science they say philosophy becomes science when you start measuring things or counting. So that is the next stage, Sankhya, where you differentiate and then you say, like, what is the difference between mind and consciousness, or between intellect and mind, and between mind and senses, and like that. Finer boundaries. And then you count. So there are five senses, and then there is one mind, and then there is intellect, and this, and there are so many elements that together, So, counting, that is Sankhya. Sankhya literally means number. So there are so many elements which constitute. And this is, till now, it is the process of understanding diversity. These three, and then the next three are, the fourth is yoga. Yoga is dissolving that diversity into unity again. So when you dissolve the diversity into unity, you transcend and you come to transcendental consciousness. And again, there is nothing, no specificity, no counting, nothing, no logic. So that is state of yoga. But then, when you look at this state of yoga more and more clearly, then you start to see the inner structure of that transcendental consciousness. Because transcendental consciousness is alive. Alive, you can say, analogy of that is liquid. A solid is like dead compared to a liquid, because liquid can move. And only because water is a liquid, it settles down into a flat surface. If it was not liquid, then the waves will not settle down and become flat. So the fact that there is transcendental consciousness which is complete flat is because consciousness is dynamic, like a liquid. And liquid is internally dynamic. So unless the molecules are moving always, it will not be a liquid. And unless it is a liquid, it will not settle down into a flat surface. So seeing this flat surface is yoga. But then seeing the internal dynamics of that, that is karma mimamsa. Mimamsa is analysis, of karma.
Mm.
And karma is actually this internal karma. Everything outside karma, when I do something with my hands, that is actually a result. Before I do something with my hand, I've already done in my mind. And before I do in my mind, I have already, something has happened in the consciousness. So actual karma is inside the, otherwise this external karma cannot be carried over from one life to another life. If I hit someone, the other person can hit me, you can say karma is give and take and then it has its results. But if I die and go to the next life, then how can he cannot hit me anymore, I am born in some other place. Yeah. So physically, there is no connection. Unless this karma is calculated not on the physical level and calculated in the consciousness level, which is permanent.
Yeah.
So only then the karma of one life can be affected in another, can be effective in another life. So this, and that is where the yajñas work also. Because that level, or the Vedic level, the Vedic activity, the internal activity of consciousness, is beyond space and time.
Mm.
So I do a yajna and someone else sitting somewhere else gets its effect. That can only happen if the message is transported through unified field, through the internal mechanics of consciousness, not on the external waves.
Mm.
Yeah. So this is the topic of study in Karma Mimamsa. It's a very, this is the biggest in size of all the six. In fact, all the other five put together are also very small compared to this one. Details of for what effect you do what and how to create yajñas, how to combine various portions of Vedic of the Veda. Basically, everything that is in the four basic Vedas, Rigveda, Samveda, Atharveda, and Yajurveda, these are called mantras. So, all mantras, how to realign them, because they are the basic stuff of creation, you can, basic bricks of creation, you can say, and you can put these bricks in different orders to create different houses. So, to create different kinds of effects, different yajñas are created, and these yajñas are just different arrangements of the mantras which are already there in these four Vedas. So a huge body of knowledge is there. And then the last is Vedanta. Vedanta is again wholeness at a different level. First there was wholeness at the level of that water, the waves have settled down and then you have flat surface. Then you see the internal structure also, and then one realizes that even this internal structure is a structure within me. So I am again whole. Like there's a lot of internal structure going in my body, blood is flowing, heart is pumping, lot of activity. But when I am resting, I am resting. The body internally is not resting, but I am resting. So when I become the totality of the cosmos, then again there is unity at my level. My internal structure is still going on, but I am again just one. So that is the end of Veda. Veda is the internal structure, internal activity of consciousness, and when this is realized as one whole, then Vedanta. So different levels of understanding of reality are the six systems. Many people think sometimes that they're saying different things. But of course, if you look at something from different levels, the statements will be different. from classical mechanics you have some laws, from quantum mechanics you have completely other laws which are completely opposite of that. So this has to be understood, that these are different levels of understanding of growth, and they are not contradicting each other.
But these systems are not like different steps, like you start with the first one and then you let's say expand your understanding, expand your knowledge, so these six systems are working at the same time?
Both, in you can think of them as steps also. But a deeper understanding of the first system also requires the other systems.
Mm.
Like, I'll just give the example of from Yoga, Karma, Mimamsa and Vedanta.
Mm.
Okay. The Yoga says that transcendental consciousness is flat, that is nothing there.
Mm.
No. And not only it is flat, if it is shaken, it comes back to its flat surface.
Mm.
No. So, if you just take the statement, it is flat and nothing is happening there, then you don't need karma mimamsa there.
Mm.
But it also says that not only transcendental consciousness has nothing, but if there are waves in transcendental consciousness which make thoughts, then these thoughts spontaneously settle down.
Mm.
So you cannot have this phenomenon unless there is internal dynamism.
Yeah, yeah.
So a deeper understanding of yoga will automatically bring one to karma mimamsa. Mm. But on the surface it will look as if the two are saying different things.
Okay.
Yoga is saying there is flat consciousness, karma mimamsa is saying there is a lot of dynamism in it.
Mm.
So how can dynamism and rest be simultaneously? But rest at one level, and this rest at one level cannot be understood unless there is dynamism at a deeper level.
Mm.
So this is how you can think of them as steps, but each step contains the whole knowledge also.
Mm.